We don't have to install this guy. He's already installed. It's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Another beautiful day. Not as windy as yesterday. More sun, mid-70s. Cloudy tonight. Showers come in well after midnight, mid-50s. Showers tomorrow morning and then afternoon sun, mid-60s. It'll turn hazy and more humid, middle 80s Friday. Look at your Saturday, hazy, hot, humid, 90 to 95. That air conditioner arrived just in time.
For the living room, yes, it did.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. And is it going to stay that way right through the weekend?
I don't think it'll be as hot Sunday, but it'll still be humid, and there could be a couple of thunderstorms around on Sunday.
I'm just so tired of the breezy conditions, Pat. Just so tired.
It's been a very windy season. There's no doubt about it. I'll tell you, anybody who's put up one of those little wind towers, they're doing well. They're doing well with this pattern, that's for sure.
For yesterday, once again, you open up the back door to the station here.
Yeah.
And the wind catches it. It's not like it's a light breeze. We've been going through.
You have to put one of those chains on the door, so that it could only go out so far, and you wouldn't have to worry about it flinging wide open.
We have to worry about doors around here. The cats, they're amazing what they do with the doors. So we even put a doorstop. You know those doorstops that you can kick up take them off. They're attached to the door.
Yeah.
And then you flip them down and it goes. So we install one so the cats don't lock themselves in any of the rooms again.
Okay.
So yesterday morning when I get here, the first thing, you know what I see? I see one of the cats flipping at it, trying to move it.
trying to move it
so the door would shut. Cats are so investigative, and I had to yell at him to go away. And then I had to spray him with a water gun because he just kept going back to it. It was something, it was something new.
Bradley, yesterday, their peak wind gust was 39.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, 39 miles an hour.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's windy. That's not breezy.
Yeah, my lilacs, my lilacs are out there. They're smelling really good.
Yeah, my lilacs are out too. I think this is the time to prune them, though, after they die. You prune them now. You don't prune them any time thereafter.
I can honestly say I've never pruned a lilac in my life.
Okay.
Never.
Because I believe the more you prune them, the more will come back.
Oh Reg, my landlord and his wife, Reg and Roseanne, they do all that stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
If I prune something, I'll probably kill it.
Yeah, especially if you don't know what you're doing.
You got it right there.
yeah. You have to know what you're doing. There's no doubt. The tropical system that the computers have been playing with. One of them, anyhow. I'm looking to see. I know earlier this morning that model was delaying it and making it a lot later. So it wasn't going to be a feature for the Memorial Day weekend, which is fine with me that I don't have to worry about it for the Memorial Day weekend. I'm looking to see if the new model, as we speak. We'll be doing anything. Well, let's see. Friday the 27th, they have another front going through here on Friday, but I don't see anything in the Gulf yet. And that's next Friday. And then next Saturday looks to be a fair day here. Something is in the Yucatan. I can't see it. It's at the very, very bottom of the map.
Probably.
And I still can't see it. As of Sunday, May 29th. So that's a good sign. Yeah. No, I don't see it. It looks to me like it may either be very, very late or the model dropped it, which is good news.
Or it'll all come Memorial Day weekend.
I'm hoping not. It looks like there's another front. that will be coming into our neck of the woods on Memorial Day with showers and thunderstorms. But it's 2 weeks away. That could change so much. So I'm not worried about it. And in the meantime, it's an easy pattern. Very, 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 very easy weather pattern. No complications. So I'm sitting back and I'm enjoying it.
All right. Well, it's good. You deserve to enjoy some relaxing time.
Yeah, I think so. I'll get up to the lake Saturday, open up the place, and come back. I don't stay the first weekend, clean everything up, and then come back, and then hopefully we'll get up there the following weekend, but we'll see. We shall see.
Now, have they started construction on your...
No. They just submitted the plans to the town. That could take anywhere from 2 to 5 weeks to approve.
Why? So, it's just a toilet.
It's not, well, they're not even submitting that. That is a toilet. They're just submitting it as a bump out.
Okay.
So, because they figured if they submit it as a bathroom, then it's going to be up to a lot more scrutiny. So they're not doing it as that. They're just going to bump it out and submit it as, extra space, period.
Extra space.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Extra space. So that's where that goes.
Amazing.
And, I'm not looking for... I don't think anything's going to happen there, in my opinion. I don't think anything is going to happen there until sometime during the summer. And I have no idea when, but it's in the works, and that's the end of that.
Well, once again, like you can have an end of summer party.
Maybe.
No, really, a down the drain party. Come on. That'd be a lot of fun. Invite your friends for a down the drain party when it's all done.
And let's hope it's all done.
Oh, wait, it'll be done by the end of the summer, won't it?
No, I don't know. These people up there don't move as fast as I do. They just don't. So I'm not counting on anything. Nothing at all.
Wow, that's too bad. It would have made your summer much more enjoyable.
Oh, yeah, it definitely would have. But that may not be the case. Unless, they really get going. If they get... He said from the time they start construction till the end, it's 1 month. So if they were to get the plans okay by mid-June, maybe by August, it'll be near completion. We shall see.
Well, it all depends on the start date.
Yep, it all does. It all does. And that's it. Anything up with you today, or you have a nice, easy day?
One of my cats got really sick yesterday, and I thought that it's one of the oldest cats I have, and I really thought it was the end, but took him to our vet, Millet Veterinary Practice, and he seemed to perk up, and so he's going to go back today and stay with them all day, and they're going to keep their eye on him. But he didn't have an appetite. I was really worried last night. Very, very worried that I was going to lose Bauer, because Bauer is I think Bauer's around 18 years old. But
okay.
He was okay this morning walking around. He wasn't really eating solidly yet. He really didn't want to eat at all yesterday. And that's when an animal
doesn't eat. Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. So knock on wood, and everything will be okay with him. Genghis is right there with him. Genghis is about 17 years old, and Genghis is looking a little frail, but he hangs in there. Yeah, he's blind, but all he hangs in there, and as long as we feed him and he walks around, he's okay. So it's like I've got a convalescent home for cats,
yeah.
Right now, I got two younger cats and two very old cats and an old dog, and my poor dog, Georgia.
Yeah.
She's got Alzheimer's.
Oh.
So there's times where she'll go to her bed and she'll start circling around, to get comfortable.
Yeah, right.
And if you don't remind her, she'll circle for like 10, 15 minutes because she forgets what she's doing. But once you remind her, then she'll sit down. I tell you, it's the first time I've ever had a dog that's developed that.
I didn't know that dogs could.
Yeah, I thought. Well, I think anybody can develop it. You know, you get to a certain age, and
yeah,
you know, I look at myself. You know, I look at myself and my memory sometimes, and I say to myself, "Is this a warning sign?"
Gee.
You know, you forget things, and you say, "Geez, is this a warning sign?" But anyways, so yesterday was a rough day for me. I'm going to go home and try to relax today.
Yeah, do that, and it'll be a beautiful day. So, folks, you want to be outdoors, pick this day.
Pick this day.
Yep.
All right, Pat, we're going to pick this day to say so long.
And so long, and I'll see you in the morning.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.